The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to start out this morning talking about two things. Secondly, I'm going to talk about Democrats who are still in the recovery mode as they do the postmortem. And some of the crazy things that people are suggesting that they do as a result of a Trump victory. But first, I wanted to talk about Republicans. And over the weekend, as a Republican, I was really disappointed by the comments, or really more of a repost of an Instagram that was initially put out, you know, by that world-known intellectual, otherwise known as Sarah Palin. Well, it was reposted by Donald Trump Jr. And the post basically reads that you're 38 days away from losing your allowance. And that was sent to you, meaning addressed to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In both cases, the original post and then the repost by Donald Trump Jr. is ignorant. I mean, it's totally ignorant. You may disagree with this country's foreign policy. I get it. There's some very heated conversations about where we are, where we should be, what should we be financing, what is the capacity of Americans to be financing wars across the globe. I understand it. But again, to speak and address the president of a foreign country, an ally, who's guilty, really, of just looking out for the salvation of his country. Right? I mean, a foreign force entered not once, but twice, once under the Obama administration and then once under the Biden administration, to take land away from the Ukrainians. And they invaded this country, an ally to the United States. Now, we may differ on what role the U.S. ought to play, right? What role the EU ought to play, how much money we should be providing or sustenance, military expertise, or otherwise. But to address this foreign leader in this fashion, that you're 38 days away from losing your allowance, is ignorant, it's silly, it's childish. A lot of people have died in Ukraine, both Russians and Ukrainians. And a lot more people are going to die. And there's no sense in trying to minimize this conflict by these stupid statements. I mean, what did you gain by saying that? You feel like you're some tough guy? Donald Trump Jr. has been guilty of this over and over and over again as he goes on his tour of chest pounding, and he just sounds just blatantly ignorant. Get over yourself. You won. You've heard me say this a lot. You campaign in poetry and you govern in prose. And basically what that means is that in poetry, you know, things have to rhyme. You're out there, very flowery language. Prose is straightforward, direct, right? And the fact of the matter is, but it has to be with purpose. And being the son of the newly elected president comes with obligations. Not that you're going to listen to me, but be very careful about where you're stepping. Because the fact of the matter is, in the first 4 years, your father was tied up in court on a whole host of things, not necessarily as it related to what he was trying to accomplish, but the fact that he wanted to pick the proverbial it up off the street and wipe it in people's face. So I'm very disappointed that this is the way that it starts out in the first weekend after the election, where you're out there engaged in ignorant language. And actually, the more of us are Republicans, even though some of us have been defrocked on many cases, maybe if we spoke up more, we could stifle and stymie this language. It's absolutely crazy, right? And I'm going to continue to say that's one of the reasons why I said we need to put him in the rearview mirror. It's not his policies. It's the way that you got to be in everybody's face. Why don't you just go about governing quietly, silently, directly, and accomplish what you need to accomplish? And, you know, it's absolute idiocracy. And, you know, we'll continue down this path. There are a number of Republicans, and they know this, that actually want to support Ukraine. I'm one of them. Not that I really matter in the overall scheme of things, but I think we need to support the Ukrainians. I think we need to beat back the tyranny of Putin. We need to stand up for that country and have the world understand that we're not going to tolerate this kind of behavior by him or anybody else.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.